So Annette,
If you need me to go back, I can.
why don't you just start over just for the briefest of
Okay.
minutes?
Yeah, I will go back so we make sure we at least have the parcels that are included on.
That'd be great.
Let me see.
Since this probably won't be an extensive meeting anyway.
All right. Sorry, I was being really
Sorry
slow to
about
go
that.
backward. That's okay. For those online that are hearing, we weren't recording, so we're going to go back briefly to make sure we have this on the record. So the we're doing this is a recommendation for a final subdivision plat for the Lower Village Development Area Master Plat Amendment and LV1B and LV5 subdivision, including parcels PP102-C-2-C, PP102-B-12, PP102-B-3-A, PP102-3, and PP-PW-1-610-A for a total of 11.42 acres. These are the parcels illustrated here on an aerial version from our parcel map viewer that it shows the parcels and where they're located. Again, that's 11.42 acres would be included in the boundaries of the subdivision. And this is a request for final approval for the parcels. It didn't save my updated thing. That should say approval, not a recommendation, but approval for these plats. And this is really just defining the development parcel boundaries along with the master utilities and easements that will be included within this. And this is all consistent with the amended and restated development agreement for the Canyon Specially Planned Area. As you can see here, the parcels LV, 5 and LV1B will be divided into two parcels, LV1B A and LV1B B. No, 1 and 2, excuse me. It's a little bit hard to see on that. That's a zoomed in version. You may be able to see a little bit better there. But the density is allocated, the use is allocated, and the height is allocated per the Canyon's development agreement. And that's shown on those pages. You can see here, I extrapolated that portion of the development agreement that shows what is allocated to these parcels. LV1B is intended to have up to 100,000 square feet parking, and the parking garage is not included in that 100,000 square feet. However, the commercial retail skier support services are included in that 100,000 square feet. And then LV5, that lists the maximum height above sea level, and that is allocated for parking in a parking garage. I don't know what is wrong with my computer. It said January 5th on the first one too, but it should be on February 27th. That is so weird. On February the 27th, the Centerville Basin Planning Commission reviewed and discussed the proposal and sent a unanimous recommendation to the county manager for approval. This has also been reviewed by the Canyon's Design Review Committee, the CVMA, which also recommended approval of the subdivision. This has been sent out for service provider review. Most all comments that we received back were more technical in nature. There were some additional easements that were required, which the applicant has worked with those providers to make sure that the appropriate locations were designated on these amended and revised plats. And the final review will essentially be required as a signature is obtained on the final Mylar that they've been placed appropriately and to the satisfaction of the individual service providers. Again, staff is recommending that the county manager consider staff's recommendation, the review of the Central Basin Planning Commission and the C Canyon CVMA, and approve the final subdivision plat for the Lower Village Development Area Master Plat Amendment and LV1B and LV5 subdivision based on the final, excuse me, findings of fact, conclusions of law, and conditions of approval outlined in the staff report.
Awesome. Thanks for doing that
Welcome.
twice.
Sure, no problem. And just to add to that, this has been noticed as a public hearing to all property owners within 1,000 feet. I believe there was about 684 property owners this was sent to. We have not received any written comment in advance. I just want to make sure that was on the record.
Okay. Before you open up the public hearing, does the applicant have anything to add or clarify or say?
No, Tiffany
No.
did a very good job.
Pretty thorough.
Yes.
Okay. Well, with that, we'll open up this up with a public hearing. I don't see any members of the public here in this executive conference room. Is there anyone online that would like to speak to this item? If you do, if you want to raise your hand. Not seeing anybody. Going once. Going twice. Okay. With that, we'll close the public hearing. And I guess there anything else? If not, I've read the staff report and well done. I believe it meets the standards of the development agreement. And do you want me to say?
If you would do it based on the findings of fact?
Yeah, based on the findings of fact and conclusions of law and the conditions of approval, approve the final subdivision plat for the Lower Village Development Area Master Plan Amendment and LV1B and LV5 subdivision.
Perfect.
Does that work?
Mm-hmm.
Is that close enough? Attorney, is that close enough?
Sounds great. Great.
Okay. With nothing else, we'll conclude.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was the only thing on your agenda today, isn't it?
Was it?
I had one yesterday for AC, but
okay.
We're going to be busy in the next few weeks.